This is the story of, it's a preaching story. Narada Muni preaching to the Hariyashvas. So of course these were the sons of Daksha. Naturally he wanted them all to take out the family business, procreating and spreading living entities everywhere. They once went on a pilgrimage, these Hariyashvas, in North India near the river Sindhu. Although their father, under their father's direction, their father Daksha, the Hariyashvas performed intense austerities to get the power and ability and skill to produce hundreds of children to please their father Daksha. In their heart of hearts, they really desired to become ISKCON devotees. They wanted to be Paramahamsas, detached from all this kiddie business, wife, family, children. Narada Muni met them in the forest one day and said, "Listen, kids, you haven't seen much of this earth planet." And then Narada Muni spoke an allegory or kind of a riddle or a puzzle to them, which they heard, and later they deciphered it. And now first we'll hear that riddle. Narada Muni spoke to the Hariyashvas, "You haven't seen that much of this earth planet, but let me tell you one thing. There is a place where only one man lives, and in that place there's a hole, a black hole in the ground, or a bottomless pit. If someone goes into that hole or that cave, he never comes back again, disappears. Now besides this one man, there's also one woman there, and she dresses in a very unchaste way with attractive dresses and ornaments. And that's the wife of this one man. There is a wonderful river there, which flows upstream and downstream in two directions. And they have a very extraordinary house there, and there's swans singing sweetly, and there is a revolving, automatically revolving object made of sharp razors and thunderbolts. You boys, of course, haven't seen all this. You don't have that much knowledge. So how can you create progeny? Your father knows everything, but you don't know his actual order. Without knowing the real purpose of your father, Daksha, how can you create progeny?" These puzzling words of Narada were understood in this way. When Narada said, "You haven't seen everything in earth," they took this word earth to refer to Kshetra, the personal, individual human beings, one field, the field of my body, legs, hands, face, eyes, working senses, karmendriya, gyanendriya, working senses, knowledge acquiring senses, this Kshetra, this Deha Kshetra, Sharira Kshetra, Admi, Manu Kshetra, this human, the field of this one human body and the length and breadth and width and weight of that field and what I can do with it and what it entails. So earth, when he said there's some place on earth, you haven't seen everything earth, they took earth to refer to one's field, personal field of activities or the material body. And the only male in that kingdom is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is actually the sole enjoyer, as this kingdom that Narada was alluding to only had one man or one woman. Being influenced by the mode of passion, the conditioned soul's unsteady intelligence is like a prostitute who repeatedly changes her dress just to attract her customer's attention. The husband of the prostitute is the conditioned soul who possesses the impure intelligence by which he loses his independence. The river which flows in two directions, which is mentioned by Narada, refers to material nature, which includes two functions, creation, dissolution, or creation, destruction. One is submerged in that river of illusion or maya, will only get free by coming to the shore of knowledge and austerity. But the current, and swift current, is faster during the shore. He had a very fancy house made of 25 elements that represents the 25 ingredients, represents the 25 elements of nature. One is one who can discriminate between matter and spirit and vibrates the words of the Shastra. An object made of sharp blades and thunderbolts is eternal time, which relentlessly drives all the activities of this material world. The Haryashva has understood Shastra to be their real father. By not knowing its purpose, one is truly ignorant. The Haryashvas became fully enlightened about the value of spiritual life by hearing Narada's Shiksha. They accepted Narada as their guru, did Parikrama, and followed the Mukti path. Naradas considered that they were eligible for Mukti because they lived in a holy place and they performed austerities. He was thinking, why should they waste their time and family life? It's like a dark well. Thus the great sage Narada Muni discouraged the Haryashvas from following their father. One day Narada Muni, to stir things up as he usually does, he arrived at Daksha's palace and he said, listen, you haven't seen your sons for some time. They went to the forest. Apparently they've gone back to the spiritual world. Daksha was crying, lamenting over the loss of his sons. However, Brahma pacified Daksha with good instructions. Pacified him. In the Bhagavatam it was on. By regularly bathing in a sacred lake, the hearts of the Prachetas became purified. They were only drinking water and air for several months. The Haryashvas, 10,000 sons, they all went and got liberated. And then, not to be set back, Daksha produced 1,000 sons, several ashvas, and they were very powerful due to regulated life and very austere eating of only air and water. They recited mantras of Lord Narayan. And this time again, Narada Muni approached Daksha's sons, and asked them to speak absolute knowledge. Hare Krishna.